What's up, everybody? It's the Off the Horns podcast. I'm Noah Alvarez alongside Javi Lopez. We're on the SoundCloud. We're on Spotify. You can also listen to us on the Pulse Podcast Network. And we're here to talk Rams, your Orange County-based Rams podcast. It was an upsetting week this past week, Javi, but we got to talk about it. We took some time off because we had to get over the emotions over last Sunday's loss. But, you know, it was a tough one. 13-3 loss against the New England Patriots. What were your overall thoughts on that game?
Honestly, it took me a lot to come back to today's podcast. I was in the closet for almost a week, and I finally see the sun, and I'm still bummed out. Like, it was just, overall, it just sucked going all the way to, like, the Super Bowl and then just losing it just like that. And that's not really how I expected the season to go, but at the same time, it's like, kind of like bittersweet. Like, we had a great year, great season, great games, beat some hell of a good teams, bunch of solid teams that I honestly didn't think we were going to be, and we ended up coming out on top. Mm-hmm. And just to see us could just fall apart like that at the end just really sucked, you know. But hey man, I'm still proud of the Rams, still a Rams fan. Not going to turn my back on them like the 50% of other yeah. Rams fans that were just Rams fans for the weekend, but it's overall sucked.
Yeah, in this episode, we'll talk about a little bit of the Super Bowl. We'll also go over the season, kind of give an overall grade, and then talk briefly about some of the free agents that we want to go after or some of the people that we want to go back that are going to be free agents this upcoming offseason, who we're going to keep and stuff like that. But just going back to the Super Bowl, like I said, they lost to the Patriots 13-3. What do you think the most disappointing part of that game for me? I mean, I'll go first on this one. I thought it was Sean McVay. You said it before the show. I thought he just got outcoached by Bill Belichick. I felt like in the game against Chicago and the game against Detroit, even though they won that game, the game plan wasn't working, and he didn't have like the ability to make adjustments. And I think that's like the next step. He's still pretty young. He's the youngest coach to make it to a Super Bowl. But that's the next step, is like him, his ability to make a halftime adjustment and kind of ditch the game plan and go to something else. Because I think with the New England Patriots did that, they weren't able to run the ball. And then in the second half, they switched it up and they were able to run the ball really well against the Rams defense. So Sean McVay has to do something where he's able to make more adjustments at halftime so the Rams could be better in the second half, even after a slow start.
Yeah, I think Sean McVay got outcoached, and usually, like, what I watched during the season, like, he would kind of struggle at the beginning of the first half, and then he would make adjustments during halftime, and then they'd show in the second half, and they'd come out with a different game plan, and it would end up working, and they would flip the script on opponents and end up winning the games, and that's just something that I didn't see in the Super Bowl. Like, he had the same game plan first half, and he really didn't see that many changes during halftime. And then when they came out the second half, it was just the same old game plan, and the Patriots had it figured out the whole way. And
yeah,
he could have thrown like maybe like a deep ball or changed it up, gone deep,
change personnel,
spread the defense out, but he just stick to the same thing over and over again, and it was just stop after stop after stop.
I'll say one thing I didn't like was that they couldn't stop the run, too, on defense. And maybe that's more on Wade Phillips. But it felt like Sony Michel and then even Rex Burkhead late in the game, they just kind of had their way with the Rams defense. In the beginning, like I said, in the first half, they had some good run stops. But towards the second half, when they really needed to have those stops and get the ball back, the Rams couldn't do it. And I just thought defensively, they kind of choked. Not choked, but they struggled to stop the run and ultimately like ended their comeback chances too late.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think the defense, like, they played bad, but at the end of the day, I feel like it was just because they were tired and they were on the field a lot of the game and stuff. And, like, honestly, they played, in my opinion, they played great. Like, they held the Patriots to
13 points.
They kept stopping them. And all that we honestly needed was just a good drive on offense, maybe two or three scoring drives, and it would have probably been a different game. And I honestly think the defense wouldn't give up as bad plays to, like, Edelman or Michelle or Burkhead, because the defense wouldn't be as tired as it was, like, coming down to, like, the last third and fourth quarter and stuff.
Yeah, the defense was on the field a lot, and that's a credit to a lot of the Patriots' offense and then the Patriots' game plan. I also think the Rams, you know, the captain, Jared Goff, the quarterback, he kind of struggled. What did you feel about his performance? He went 19 for 38. He threw an interception, and he only had 229 passing yards, but he was sacked four times, too. I just felt like he was always constantly under pressure, and he was constantly scared throwing the ball, you know, in places he didn't want to and faster than he wanted to.
No, I feel like on the offense, like, I think the ones that struggled was Goff, but I honestly think you could put the blame on the line, the offensive line, because they were there all year and stuff and ended up being, like, the best line of the league. And just the way they played that game wasn't really well. Like, they were giving Goff less than 2 seconds to throw the football. And it kind of fucking sucked. But, yeah, that was what was killing us. Like, we had no protection. We couldn't protect the quarterback to the point where we had Goff shaking in his boots and stuff. Like, he couldn't really have, like, more than 2 or 3 seconds to throw a ball. So he was just doing all these uncomfortable plays and passes. And when he would try to audible, it really wouldn't work because they already knew what was sort of coming. Like, great job to Bill Belichick, like, and McDaniels with their game plans. But, yeah, they definitely outschooled the system.
Yeah, and it sucked too because the Rams could never get their run game going, whether it was Todd Gurley or CJ. Gurley had 35 yards, only 11 touches.
I didn't like how McVay used Gurley in the Super Bowl. I think that was another bum.
Yeah.
And another.
It was very disappointing.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
I thought the Rams' offensive line kind of got, like, bullied a little bit, like you said, even not just in pass protection, but in run protection, too, because the runs were only of, like, 2 or 3 yards. They didn't I think Gurley had that one 12-yard run in the second half at the beginning, but that was kind of the biggest, longest run of the day. Yeah. CJ didn't really have too big of holes either to run through, so I just thought the Rams' O-line couldn't create those holes, and I felt like McVay kind of abandoned the run kind of fast, and that didn't really help Goff in the play action.
I put his back on the wall right to start the game off. His back was already on the wall when he gave up on the run and stuff.
I thought Goff, because usually throughout the season, like every game, it seems like they run the ball really well and then Goff does a play action. And usually after every play action, like a receiver is wide open because everyone's so focused on Gurley and the run and stuff like that, or CJ Anderson. But when I saw the Super Bowl and watching the Patriots defense, like when they ran play action, like it didn't do anything to them because they knew that they couldn't run the ball. So they weren't even worried about the run. And it sucked because, like, usually you're used to seeing a play action and a wide receiver wide open down the field. But, you know, Goff had to make these perfect throws. And even if they were perfect, like a defensive back for the Patriots, like Stephon Gilmore, would still bat him away. So it kind of sucked because the receivers weren't as open because the run game wasn't there. Like you said, props to the Bill Belichick's defense and the Patriots and stuff for game planning. But I think Sean McVay definitely, he's going to have a whole offseason to think about, you know, what happened, and hopefully next time and next year around.
He's still the youngest coach to get to the Super Bowl. I honestly think at the end of the day, it was a great experience being at the Super Bowl, but not like, you got to look at more at the positives now that we lost the game. Like, at the end of the day, like, we got experience. We were there. We saw our mistakes. We're going to learn from our mistakes. And I feel like Sean McVay is going to take care of that during the offseason. And go back to the chalkboard and start off at square one again. And then I feel like this next year we're going to probably do it again. Yeah. Maybe end up going back again.
And like you said, it wasn't so much like the whole team, the whole Rams team didn't play bad as a whole. Like, I think they had some bad plays that didn't go their way, especially on offense. But defense, like, they held the Patriots to 13 points. I think that's a very, you can win that game. Like, that puts yourself in a winning situation.
It's just a two-possession game.
Yeah.
A lot could have happened if maybe they would have
some offensive plays go right.
Had a touchdown, or Cooks would have caught that ball in the end zone. It could have honestly been a different game. You never know.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was, I mean, the defense did great. Just going back to the first play that Brady threw the ball, it was an interception. You know, I felt like Brady didn't have his best game. He didn't throw a touchdown. He only had, he had just under 300 yards. He had an interception and he was sacked only once. But I felt like Brady didn't, you know, like in typical Super Bowls past for the Patriots, it wasn't Brady like
he took
shredding
over.
Up.
Yeah.
He didn't take over. I feel like the Rams defense did enough to slow down Brady and confuse him. But like you said, just the offense and whether it was a Cooks drop or, you know, just a lot of mishap plays that didn't go well for the Rams.
It was just a weird Super Bowl, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's just like one of those games that could have gone either way and it went one way. And honestly, I don't think either team played well. I honestly think if I had to choose something, it'd probably been like the both defenses were playing well. But yeah, like, well, at the end of the day, Edelman was killing us. But I feel like other than that, it was just one of those games, one of those weird games. People want to call it boring or whatever, but if you're a person that loves defense, that was probably a good Super Bowl that you'd probably enjoy watching and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It was a fun Super Bowl as far as, like you said, if you liked defense. Everything else I felt like about the Super Bowl was kind of like, eh, it was kind of uneventful. Moving on from the Super Bowl, though, you know, the 2018 season, looking at it as a whole, what overall grade would you give the Los Angeles Rams in the 2018 season?
I'd honestly probably give them an A, just an A, a solid A, because I feel like at the end of the day, they had a plan, they had a goal for the beginning of the year, and that was to go to the Super Bowl, not just win a playoff game or win the division, but to go to the Super Bowl and win it. And I feel like as a whole team and as a organization, I feel like they all came together and they all put in work from not just the front office, but on the sidelines too. They all did what they had to do to put that goal out there and making it actually come true, and having a lot of people in the league and in the world not believing that they could do that, and they finally did. And the way they played throughout the season, even with some losses like Cup and Gurley for a little bit, but some additions like Sue and Anderson coming out big and showing people that they could still ball when people didn't really think they could. And overall, I just think as a team, like, I was proud that they got there. We might not have done the whole plan, but we were just one goal, one step away from making our accomplishment. I feel like as a team, that I got to give them an A.
Yeah. I'll go A minus just because I felt like you said, the whole goal was to get to the Super Bowl. It seemed like they loaded up in the offseason, getting Peters, Talib, Sue, and then Fowler Jr. at the trade deadline. And I just felt like they got basically, like you said, to that point, and they're maybe a couple plays away from maybe winning or at least forcing that game into overtime, but it just never happened. But I give them an A minus too, because I felt like once they lost to the Chicago Bears, they lost a little bit of mojo. And yes, they did have Cooper Kupp's injury. Yes, they had Gurley injured at the end of the year too, but CJ filled in nicely. But it just seemed like they kind of were slow against the Lions, and they kind of barely won that game, even though the Lions weren't a playoff team. They lost to the Eagles kind of like in an uncharacteristically bad way as well. And then in the playoffs, you know, it seemed like after the Cowboys game, they were like right back on track. You know, they picked up right where they left off. They seemed like at full power. But then the Saints, I felt like the Saints game, they took a little step back. You know, it was the offense didn't function as good as it did, but they were still able to win that game due to a lot of like good defense and stuff like that. And then in the Super Bowl, they just kind of, they lost their identity. I felt like it was back to like the Chicago Bears game. Remember that Patriots game reminded me a lot of the Chicago Bears game.
Yeah,
there was a lot of hype going into that Sunday night. It was on the road, except for the Super Bowl was in a neutral site, but just, you know, it seemed like
it was still a home game for
New England. It was basically a home game for New England. There was a lot of fans, but it just seemed like the offensive line let a lot of pressure in. Goff struggled. McVay abandoned the run pretty soon. He did that in both games. And then it was the defense did good enough to win that game. It just the offense really, in both games against the Patriots and the Bears, they just couldn't come through in the big moments when they needed to. But like you said, they're a young team, so I'm not going to be too harsh on them. That's why I still give them an A-. You know, Sean McVay's the youngest coach in the league. Goff's still a really young quarterback. And so there's still a lot more to look forward to for this Rams team, this Rams squad.
Who
return a lot of guys back. What was probably the most favorite moment of this season, 2018?
This year? Honestly, it's probably that big Thursday night game and that big Monday night game, because I was in attendance. And honestly, the going into those games and building up the hype, like, those were, like, some playoff games, I honestly think. Like, we played some good teams this year and had some good heavyweight bouts. And I honestly think those were my two favorite moments, was when we played the Vikings and the Chiefs. Because it was just, like, back and forth. And it was just two amazing football games, and I was just glad to be a part of and stuff. And overall, those were my favorite moments, just being in the crowd and the anticipation and the anxiety all I had and all that stuff and the nervousness, and just to see it come out and us coming out on top those two games was honestly great.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun watching the Chiefs game too. I like that game probably as my favorite moment, just because there was so much going on in that game, from Patrick Mahomes to Jared Goff to the different receivers. And people, you know, because they dropped, both teams dropped 50 points, but, and people want to say there was no defense, but there was three defensive touchdowns. Samson Ebukam had that pick six, and then he had a fumble recovery too, and there was a lot of sacks in that game from the Rams and even the Chiefs side of things. So there was a good amount of offense, obviously a lot of offense, and then a good amount of defense too, still in that game. And then I really like that Cowboys wild card game because I felt like a lot of people doubted the Rams a little bit. Not the wild card game, the divisional round. You know, the Cowboys had a pretty good, impressive victory against the Seahawks in the wild card round. And I felt like a lot of people, just because how the season ended, people didn't know how the Rams were going to come out. People were kind of like iffy about the Rams. And then it was at the Coliseum and everyone was saying, oh, the crowd is going to be 50-50. But I think when you look at it, it was going to turn out to be more, you know, 60. It was more 60-40 and 70-30. And so the crowd came through in the Coliseum for that Saturday game against the Cowboys. And they really just, like I said, they really put it to the Cowboys. Run game, defensively. They made stops when they needed to. And it was like an all-around good victory. I thought those were my two favorite moments against the Chiefs and the Cowboys this year. It was a lot of fun. Going back to like free agency, what we were mentioning in the beginning of the show, who are some names that are set to be free agents on the roster, that were on the roster, that you would like to see brought back next year?
I want to see if we could get Sue back for maybe the same amount of money or maybe give him a little bit more because he did play great and he did show up in the playoffs. I honestly would like him back just as a veteran presence and just being on Donald's side and just showing him more to this league. And another guy I would probably want, but I think it's just kind of it's kind of like a 50-50 right now because he does get hurt and have like he does get like bumps every now and then. It's probably LaMarcus Joyner because I really liked him in the safety position this year when he was there. But when he was not, you could see the difference. When he wasn't, and his presence wasn't felt on the field, you could see the difference when he wasn't there. So, yeah, I'd probably pick those two guys. And then maybe if I could pick two guys that were on the team this year that I'd probably go after would probably be, like, a big body like Jared Cook. I'd like him coming back to the Rams because I feel like that'd be a good need for Goff. Probably like a get out of jail free card whenever he's like in trouble in the pocket, like right when the line breaks, like he has that dump pass to the tight end and that big body that will probably bail him out at the end. So I feel like that's probably a need for us, probably a tight end. Maybe add another slot receiver like DeSean Jackson. I feel like that would be pretty nice, bringing a guy from Cali back to Cali. And over here on the west side, and I feel like that'd be a nice one for a nice replacement or a temporary replacement for when Cup comes back. So I feel like that'd be two needs we'd probably need.
I like them bringing back Sue. I think that's reasonable because he's older now, so I don't think he's gonna get the big fat contract with a lot of years under his belt like he may want. I think Sue would be nice. Joyner was a good pick too.
Yeah, Joyner is a good pick. We're also losing Saffold and Fowler. Those are another two guys we're probably going to lose, but who knows? Maybe one of them comes back. Honestly, think if I had to choose a Ram that's probably going to leave, it's probably Saffold because he was the longest tenured Ram, and I feel like he had a good year, and I feel like he's probably going to want big money. And I think the Rams don't really have a lot of money to spend, so I could see him walking out of all those free agents we have.
I'd really like to see two players that maybe kind of go a little bit forgotten. Jojo Natson. I feel like he had a really good beginning of the season, returning punts and kickoffs for the Rams. He kind of got quiet at the end of the season, but I also would really like to see them bring Corey Littleton back. I think Corey Littleton, though, had himself like quite a really good year, and I think he's going to get like a pretty big contract, like a team. I could see a team like with a lot of cap space, whether it's the Browns or just throw out the Browns, but you know, the Jets or maybe the Raiders. I could see them overpaying a guy like Littleton because they really struggle at those linebacker spots. So it may be tough for the Rams to keep him, but Corey Littleton would be a guy I'd love to see bring back. And then I think if they do, I think Ramique Wilson's also a free agent this year. So if they were to lose Ramique Wilson and Corey Littleton this year, they're going to have to find a,
I think we could probably huge loss. Find a way to keep those two guys.
Yeah. They're going to need to find a linebacker to play alongside Mark Barron. Offensively, I like Jared Cook, though. Like we saw in the Super Bowl, Gerald Everett had two dropped critical passes in the game that could have maybe, you know, gotten a first down or whatnot, or just the Rams would have been in a better situation if he were to catch those passes. I think Jared Cook had a really great year in Oakland last year with Derek Carr and a kind of a subpar offense. He was really the focal part of that offense, though.
I think he was, the leading receiver, too.
Mm-hmm. And so Jared Cook also played on the Rams back when they were in St. Louis, so it'd kind of be like a little reunite. And I think Sean McVay would, really utilize him well. I think he would fit really nicely in with Kupp, Woods, and Brandon Cooks and some of those other targets for Goff. And I'd also like to see C.J. Anderson back. I don't know what market he's going to have because he's kind of older and a lot of people doubted him this offseason. I don't know if people are going to doubt him, for this past offseason. I don't think people are going to doubt him this offseason. So I don't know if he's going to get a big contract, but I'd like to see the Rams offer C.J. Anderson a decent-sized contract and try and bring him back because if Gurley's, who knows how Gurley's going to recover because obviously something was bothering him, whether it's serious long-term or not. I think C.J. Anderson was a really good insurance piece, and you could see that 1-2 punch, especially in the Cowboys game, when they're both healthy and they're both playing well, I mean, they're an unstoppable duo.
No, I honestly feel like a lot of these free agents we have on the roster right now, I feel like a lot of them want to come back, like the majority want to come back, because mm-hmm. I feel like they don't want to go out like that, like they did this year, and mm-hmm. I feel like they just want, it's unfinished business they want to probably take care of, but I could see maybe 1, 2, or 3 guys leaving, but I could see like the majority of them coming back, whether it's minimum wage contracts or veteran minimums, like whatever it is, like I feel like a lot of them are going to come back.
Yeah, I feel like the main focus for the Rams in the offseason, and we'll talk about it a little bit more too because we have a whole offseason to talk about different things.
We have a whole year to talk about this.
Mm-hmm. But really just focus on that run defense. Try and get some more defense alignment in, whether they're veterans.
Get a little younger.
Get a little younger,
a little faster.
Yeah, get a little younger and faster on defense. That'd be nice. They have some good draft picks too this upcoming year, or plenty draft picks.
Yeah, we actually have picks this year, not like other drafts. Other drafts, I think last year we didn't even have a pick to like the third round or
So this year they'll be able to get some higher picks and get some younger bodies up on that defense. I think that's something you're also going to need to reassure. I'd also like to see Sean McVay kind of bring in like an offensive assistant, kind of, if you will. I think, he's a young coach, and while his system is good, maybe just get I can't think of anybody right now, a name that comes to mind, but just kind of have like an assistant head coach and guy who just kind of like pitches in his 2 cents, helps out here and there with the play calling, or if things go wrong like they did in the Super Bowl, he has another offensive mind just to kind of pitch ideas to him, because I feel like
honestly one of the coaches that I really liked before McVay got to the Rams when Fisher still had him was Mike Singletary. I really liked him as a coach watching Hard Knocks that year. The way he was coaching the linebackers and the young defense, like he did a good job with them and set a standard, which was the beginning of like the mob squad on the defensive side. Like he kind of like set it up and left there a little early before like he got to see them this year, the way they played this year. I feel like that was his number one goal when he first got there, and to see it happen this year was really good. And I feel like if you were to bring any of the coaches back to the Rams, I really like Mike Singletary because I really liked his veteran presence and the way he talks to his players, and he gets like under their skin and makes them get their weakness out and makes them get their hunger like deep down inside, and he brings it out. Like I liked him as a coach overall.
Yeah,
I feel like he'd be a good fit to help out not just like Wade Phillips, but to help out McVay because he does have head coaching experience, and I feel like he could help McVay out, like being his right hand man or something.
Yeah, and that's a cool thing. Even though Singletary didn't have like the best head coaching experience, or when he was a head coach, every head coach picks up something from their coaching tenure that a young guy like McVay doesn't have that experience, because it's just going to be his third year next year, and so he still has a lot of a growing curve, and I think it definitely helps to have like a veteran presence. So I think Mike Singletary would be a pretty good ad,
because a lot of people think that like McVay is kind of soft, and I feel like a coach like Singletary would make him like be a little more louder and be a little more like tough and like mature as a coach, and I feel like Singletary would do a good job for him.
Yeah, almost help him mature a little bit more as far as a coach. Yeah, I like that move for the Rams. Nonetheless, we're still going to have a plenty of offseason. We'll be talking draft upcoming in the coming weeks, because that's a big thing in the offseason.
Yeah, we also have the draft coming up in a couple months.
Yeah, and then we have free agency period. So there's going to be a lot of offseason chatter. We're still going to try and
we're going to have more episodes about free agency and maybe the draft coming up. And
more guests on the show too, so we can get different opinions. But it's still going to be a busy offseason. Like I said, anytime you lose a Super Bowl, the goal is to get right back there. It's not that, and it's not an easy process, but I think the Rams, with the young core that they got and some of the guys they got on offense, I think it's very realistic.
And we'll be making a Instagram soon for Off the Horns, and we're going to be coming out with shirts and sweatshirts. If any of you guys want some, just repost us or drop us a comment and a size, and we'll make you guys the first edition of the merch. And
yeah, it's off season for us too, so we have a little bit more time to kind of grow our personal brand, and hopefully by next season we can go to Rams games and kind of give out shirts and kind of get our name out there and really, you know, get this
build
podcast.
A support system and see where it goes from there, you guys.
Of course, yeah. Again, we're on SoundCloud, we're on Spotify, we're on the Pulse Podcast Network. They have an app too, so you can check us out on all three of those listening sources. Again, I'm Noah Alvarez.
I'm Javier Lopez.
And this is the Off the Horns Podcast. We're signing off.
See you guys.